105.7 KLZZ Reno's Classic Rock. I'm Max Volume. And joining the show, ladies and gentlemen, Doug Clifford from Creedence Clearwater Revival and Creedence Clearwater Revisited. The man is here. Happy anniversary. And what do we say? Congratulations, 50th anniversary of Creedence Clearwater Revival.
It's unbelievable.
Man. Well, you write a good song and people like it, it'll stick around.
That's what they say.
Mm-hmm. And you guys have written just a few toe tappers. You know, Creedence, I mean, there's a time when I remember there was like, you know, 17 songs on the chart with Creedence.
If you were ever off the charts, you'll be forgotten. That was John Fogerty's motto. But all of our peers were off the charts for a while, doing whatever it was they were doing, touring or going on a vacation, and no one forgot them. So
yeah,
what the heck?
Speaking of your peers, although a lot of them, especially being that, you know, a lot of people think with so much swamp sound, Born in the Bayou and songs like this, and that maybe you were like a Delta blues band, but no, you were from Berkeley.
Yeah.
And as you go back to the early days there in Berkeley, a lot of your contemporaries that came out of the Bay Area, we won't name any names, but they were very politically conscious. And yet you were getting the message out with a lot of your songs, like Who'll Stop the Rain, which is about the reign of Richard Nixon, Fortunate Son, The Inequities of the Draft. I mean, you were assailing these topics, getting these songs on the radio in 2 to 3 minutes or less and getting the message out there.
Well, you know, to go back to what you were talking about, the other bands, and I won't mention any names, they were just using a lot of F-words and words like that that turn a lot of people off. And we wanted to get to the middle, you know, we wanted to get to the middle. Those were the people that were going to vote and change things,
yeah.
Not the other guys.
And right.
So we were able to do it and do it while they were tapping their foot. So they didn't, yeah. when you do that, they don't forget.
We're here with Doug Clifford, Creedence Clearwater Revival, celebrating 50 years. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame members. Now, really quickly, you guys get inducted in the Hall of Fame, and there's been a bit of a, you know, you didn't all play together.
No.
Which was a disappointment. It could have been. It would have been a magical moment, but still, you are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right.
Now, you started out, you know, it was just you, John Fogerty, Stu Cook. You were just like Tom Fogerty's little brothers.
Yeah.
And when he wound up with a bit of a record deal to get some demos done, his band flakes because they wanted to work on their cars or they wanted to go out with girls.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to go make this demo that would, you know, eventually wound up with Creedence getting a label deal.
Yeah, and the cool thing is that he stayed with us for 10 years.
Yeah.
Each time we went into the studio, we got a little bit better. And
yeah.
We were really focused on genre and what we're trying to accomplish, the sound and so forth. And 10 years later, boom, we had Susie Q and we were off to the races. But had we not, you know, and there were some times when we were very close to disbanding and, you know, so that 10 years is a long time.
Yeah.
But we started when we were 13. So that sort of made the difference.
Hey, we're here with Doug Clifford, Creedence 50th anniversary tour coming up this summer. And you're getting out of town about the June 14th and going on to do some shows here on the West Coast. We'll be back with Doug in just a moment and a six-pack of nonstop rock.